This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Markets took a little while to decide what they thought about the Fed news, and then they decided they liked it. But let's us take a minute here to talk not trades, but the platforms where those trades happen. Today, two of Europe's biggest stock exchanges, the London Stock Exchange Group and Germany's Deutsche Börse, agreed to merge into Europe's biggest exchange group. And back here, the company that owns the New York Stock Exchange is thinking acquisitions as well. But all of that consolidation aside, there are still lots of exchanges, albeit smaller ones, that companies can choose from when listing their shares. So how do they decide? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports picking an exchange is not what it used to be.
In the U.S., there are about 30 stock exchanges of different kinds, the main ones being the NASDAQ and the NYSE. How to pick which one to list on?
In the old days, people would look at differences in trading costs, and each market would argue that their market mechanism was better than the other.
James Angel teaches finance at Georgetown's McDonough School.
But now markets are mainly electronic, and their market mechanisms are so similar, you need an electron microscope to see any difference in market quality.
On top of that, even if you register with one place, your shares can usually still be traded somewhere else.
So you make the decision on softer areas.
Softer areas like which exchange gives you the most freebies?
Many exchanges provide services to their issuers.
Larry Harris teaches at the USC Marshall School of Business.
For example, they'll often provide assistance with corporate governance issues.
Sometimes companies have really soft reasons.
It used to be that NASDAQ used four-letter tickers and the New York Stock Exchange only used three-letter tickers.
Robert Whitelaw teaches finance at NYU's Stern School.
And you're like, what? But it's true, because if you wanted to spell out a word with your ticker symbol, it's easier with four letters than three.
Whitelaw says the stock exchange you list on does matter if you're comparing internationally. Companies tend to list in the country where their shareholders live, for one thing, and listing in the U.S. requires meeting high standards. It's like a quality seal of approval. Other than that, though, it's more and more a global market, and it matters less and less where you list. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.